Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Although gluten intolerance has been around for many years, it's recently become more recognized. Although it can still be difficult, families who go gluten-free now have more options than ever before to find recipes, food, and support for the gluten-free lifestyle. I'm Tracy Black. I'm a natural living blogger and author. And today we're talking about gluten-free parenting. This is Parent Savers.
Faster than a speeding toddler.
Sit still for just a minute.
Can soothe boo-boos with a gentle kiss.
Would you get down from there?
Able to clean poopy bottoms in a single swipe.
Oh, what did you eat?
Turning frazzled mommies and daddies into procreators of peace and harmony.
Ah, quit touching me.
It's Parent Savers, empowering new parents everywhere.
Welcome, everybody, to Parent Savers, broadcasting, as always, from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Well, I think, as always, we broadcast from the ABC Kids Expo before.
We did.
That's right.
We did.
We're here in San Diego at the Birth Education Center. Thanks to them for providing the facility. Parent Savers is your online, on-the-go support group for parents with infants and toddlers. I'm your host, John O'Reill. Thanks so much to all of you loyal listeners who join us every time a new episode is released, and for those of you who continue these conversations with us on Facebook and Twitter especially. Love hearing from you guys on all the social media. Make sure to check out our Parent Savers app so you can listen to all of our episodes wherever you go, and they'll just show up right when a new episode is available, like this one probably just did, and now you're listening to it. So
it's amazing how technology works like that.
It is amazing. Sunny, tell us more about the amazing ways that people can get involved in our show.
Okay, yeah. So we have a bunch of segments you guys can participate in because we want to hear from you. We want to hear your stories. We want you to be part of our show. So for Parent Savers, there's a couple that I'll highlight right now. We have a segment called Parenting Oops where you guys can share your funny parenting stories, things that you did that you're like, oops, I probably shouldn't have done that. That's a fun one. There's another one called a brand new one that I actually want to plug because I came up with this the other day because inevitably my 5-year-old or my 3-year-old will do something and I just don't understand. I'm like, what is up with that? Why do they do – what is up with that? So I'm like, we're coming up with a segment called What is Up With That? And so this is a brand new segment that we're launching. And it is just going to be those things, like I said, that your toddler or your infant does that you're just like, I don't understand it. And
literally, Whitaker, why? Yeah. What were you thinking when you threw your trash on the floor and like stepped on it and stomped it into the ground?
Yes.
Like, literally, like, what
is going through your mind?
What is up with
that?
What
is up with that? So submit yours. We'll talk about it. We'll be like, yeah, I don't know. My kid does that too. What is up with that? And so if you want to submit for these segments, go to our website. You can go to the contact link on there and you can kind of type it out if you want to. Okay. So if you don't want to type it out, you can call our voicemail, which is actually the way we prefer to hear from you because that way we can hear your voice. And so call 619-866-4775 and leave us a message and we'll play it on a future episode.
Who's not a typer? Everybody's a typer these days,
you have
right?
To be, but
maybe not a good typer, right?
But if Siri isn't going to dictate what I have to say, then I'm not going to do it.
That's right. But everyone should put the Parent Savers hotline in their phone so they don't have to type. They can just push the button, Siri, call Parent Savers hotline or whatever we're calling it.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. There's a ton of fun ways to participate, and we love putting in the segments. And Sunny's right, hearing voices. So please. Sunny loves to hear. She is. She is a little loopy right now. Anyway, you guys know me. I'm Johnner. But in case this is your first time listening, I have 3 boys, an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Sunny's dying over there. I'll introduce Sunny. You guys know Sunny. She's our head mommy at New Mommy Media.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry,
four
guys.
Kids, 5, 3, and then 2 1-year-old.
Two. Well, they'll be 2 next week, but yeah.
Oh, by the time this is out, the twins will be 2. Wow.
I know, isn't that crazy?
That is amazing. And then we're joined here in studio with Tracy Black talking about gluten-free parenting. So welcome, Tracy.
Thank you very much.
How many kids do you have?
I have 3 boys as well. So they're one's going to be 11 next week, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Nice.
Yeah.
3 boys club.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Question from our listeners from Twitter. Blair from Canada asks, what do toddlers about 2 years old drink besides milk and water? I'm afraid to get into the realm of juice, but maybe it's not as bad as I think.
Hi, this is Dr. Frederick Johnson calling in. Blair, juices aren't so bad. The problem with juices are generally that they're high in sugar and kids tend to get too much of them because they're sweet. What might be a reasonable alternative, if you want, is you can make a baby smoothie, which would include things like yogurt, fresh fruit, blend it up and see if your toddler would like that. But otherwise, juice isn't so bad, but you probably only need about 6 to 8 ounces in a day, if that much. So hope that answers all your questions, and I'll talk to everyone later. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So we're talking about gluten-free parenting. Mm-hmm. And so is your family gluten-free?
The whole family is gluten-free. And I'll talk in a little bit more in detail later. But yeah, I think it makes it easier when the whole family does it.
Yeah.
Just because otherwise you're sort of dividing between everybody and you're making 5 different meals. It's easier just for everyone to get on board.
That does make a lot of sense for sure. And it's not like it's bad for you to be gluten-free.
No.
I think. But let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Like, so what is gluten? And so – pretend I'm like pretend, right? Sort
of pretend that he doesn't.
Pretend I don't know what gluten
is.
Hypothetically speaking, I don't understand gluten intolerance, right? Pretend. So, what is gluten and what's gluten?
Yeah. Okay. So, I will just say disclaimer on my part. I am not a healthcare expert or a medical practitioner, but you know, I've been in this for 4 or 5 years now. Our entire family's been through it, so I will say that we do a lot of research and we've done, you know, gone to many doctor visits. But in the very simplest terms, gluten is basically the protein. Okay, so it's the protein that's in wheat, that's in barley and rye, and so people will have an allergy or an intolerance to that. In addition, there are some people who may be able to tolerate the gluten, but perhaps the pesticides that are on the gluten, you know, like when they're producing it, either that or it could be, you know, if the wheat has been GMO'd, then people might have a reaction to that. So sometimes people will have an intolerance to gluten, but it's not true celiac, and so there is definitely a difference. People who are true celiac, that is technically an autoimmune disease. What that means is, you know, your body's basically sort of, you know, attacking itself. You know, just there are many other autoimmune diseases out there, everything from rheumatoid arthritis, lupus. There's also, you know, fibromyalgia. Those are all autoimmune diseases. So when they have gluten, so even though those folks who have those autoimmune issues tend to have gluten allergies as well. So that kind of ties in line together.
But so then symptoms might, like, so if you do have celiac or you don't, but if you do have a gluten intolerance, like what might happen?
Great question.
Throw up or like what happens?
Yeah. So it can range from everything from usually it's digestive issues that become apparent. So it could be, you know, like for instance, for me, it was my oldest when he was younger. He was the kid that would always get the stomach flu. You know, like he would get it like 4-8 times a year. And like we would go to the pediatrician. She's like, yeah, you know, some kids just get the stomach flu. And it's like your mommy intuition saying, no, this is not right.
Yeah.
This is off. My other kids are not getting it. Something is wrong. Nobody else is getting it. And so, you know, things would just kind of persist. And so that's usually things that present is some kind of, you know, whether it's IBS, they're always getting the stomach flu, any kind of digestive issue, you know, like they have constipation, they have diarrhea, everything and anything under the sun with digestion.
Okay.
The other thing that I find is my husband actually is borderline celiac. And what presented for him was he was always getting sick, not stomach flu sick, but like flu-like symptoms.
Okay.
And so again, it's wife intuition going off like something is wrong. I know something is wrong. And this was happening about the same time. So, you know, it's just sort of like maybe your your immune system is not performing as well as it should. You're getting more sick than normal.
Yeah.
Other times people feel chronic fatigue. They might also have like unexplained pain. Like they're, you know, why do I have pain? I'm not working out hard. I didn't run a marathon. I don't know what's going on. So things that I think, you know, are sort of coming up and presenting, but you can't sort of pinpoint what is going on.
Right.
It could be a sign of a gluten intolerance or some other kind of food allergy.
And what's and what I think was interesting that you were saying that it's not necessarily the protein in the gluten. It could be what's being done to
yes.
it, like the pesticides.
Yes.
Too.
Like how it's being produced or yeah. how, you know, once the manufacturer gets it and they're sort of, you know, whatever they're doing to the gluten
right.
or to the wheat, you know, to then produce the foods that you're eating. Yeah.
And so it seems – I think this is one of those questions like – it seems like it's kind of more common now, mm-hmm. but it also – that could be because more people just kind of are aware of it and are
yeah.
recognizing it,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. I think it's actually a little bit of both. I think the food that we eat now is completely different than the food that we were raised on or that our grandparents were raised on. You know, our grandparents were raised on completely different food supply. And that is, you know, a product of the GMOs, the pesticides, you know, the sort of mass quantities of food. And it's the type of foods that we eat now too. You know, we are sort of a generation that's eating a lot more processed foods than any other generation ever has before.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I did want to say is our food supply is very different than other countries. You know, if you, for instance, you know, I'm just trying to think of like a box of cereal. For here, it might have artificial colors, artificial, you know, preservatives and all of these other things. But that same box of cereal in Europe will have a completely different ingredient list.
Wow.
And so I sort of like to educate people about that, that, you know what's in your food supply, because all of these things, and maybe it's not just one thing, maybe it's, you know, many things that are affecting your digestion.
Yeah. And do the food companies doing that like to extend their food supply or make it cheaper to produce, I would imagine?
Yeah. And it's partially the laws are different too.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
you know, if you go to Europe, you know, many countries there don't have GMO foods or they are against artificial colors. And so they use natural dyes in their foods. Whereas here, of course, you know, this is not a political discussion, but,
right.
you know, food lobbyists
yeah.
and food companies together, boom, we're the ones who are, you know, feeling the brunt of it. But what I will say is I do feel there's sort of a shift because more people are becoming aware mm-hmm. of their food and the ingredients that are in their food. And so people are voting with their dollars. And I think, as you say, you know, people are becoming more aware of gluten.
I
think more people are opting for gluten-free foods and for healthier options, for organic food, because they don't want to have the GMOs. So I think we're going to see a bigger shift going in that direction.
Is there anything that gluten does provide that if people go gluten-free that aren't gluten intolerant that they're missing out
yeah,
on something?
Yeah, actually, that is a great question. So that is true. So, you know, I'm not the expert, but there
right.
are vitamins and minerals. There are nutrients in gluten that, you know, that you are very beneficial to you. And
mm-hmm.
so there is one option that some people can tolerate, and it's called einkorn. Einkorn, it's E-I-N-K-O-R-N. It's einkorn wheat, and it's an ancient wheat. And the food producers who actually produce that type of wheat, it's a completely different grain. So for instance, it hasn't gone through the GMO process. I believe it has 14 chromosomes, which our body can produce, which our body can digest. Whereas
okay.
The modern wheat, you know, the wheat that's gone through all of the changes has something like 36 or 48 chromosomes. So it's completely different. So the einkorn wheat is the most ancient. This is the wheat that people have been eating for hundreds and thousands of years. So that is available and that's now becoming more popular.
Okay.
So once or twice a week, we actually do cook with einkorn wheat. And it's a little bit of a different wheat, you know, but and so you have to sort of play accordingly to it and how you bake and cook with it.
Yeah.
But it's great. So you can still get your vitamins and minerals that way. Now, people who are true celiac may or may not be able to tolerate it. So I say, you know, talk to your doctor,
right.
experiment on your own, but it is an option for people who may be gluten intolerant but not celiac.
Got it. That's very interesting. Thank
yeah.
you. So what are differences that being a gluten-free family that
yeah.
you sort of – what's different about the way your family eats than how someone who's not gluten-free?
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, people ask me this all the time and I – love it. Because
mm-hmm.
here's the thing. We have so many food choices and sometimes it's overwhelming. Like you go to a restaurant and you just turn the pages of the menu and you're just like overwhelmed. There's so many food choices.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's sort of like, okay, we know exactly what we can eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take a little bit of time because I would say the foods that are most pervasive in terms of gluten. So gluten is hidden in a lot of foods, typically through dressings, marinades. Soy sauce
really
has wheat gluten in it. And soy sauce is the base of most of the barbecue sauces, Worcestershire, like everything
yeah.
that you can possibly think of,
yeah.
it's in there. So typically when we go out to eat, my husband orders a steak, you know, we sort of ask the waiter like 101 questions. How is it made? Where is it? What sauce do you use? And so, you know, you can really,
mm-hmm.
even if something isn't gluten-free on the menu, you can still talk to the wait staff. And, you know, honestly, we go to the same restaurants over and over who, you know, cater to us.
Yeah,
and
or who are knowledgeable.
And who are knowledgeable, yeah.
Yeah, and know those answers. And a lot more restaurants these days are totally prepared
and
for those questions.
And it's really
too.
In their best interest because they're going to be getting those same families over and over. But, you know, I'll tell you, a steak tastes delicious if you cook it in ghee or butter. It is the best thing. You don't need a sauce on it. So, you know, we do things like that where we sort of like dissect the meal and we're like, okay, not this, not this, not this, but can you do this? And they typically are very, very accommodating to us.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. And so would you say that though, that's probably, what are some other challenges that you do face? Is restaurants, and so you find restaurants that you can go to?
We do. And so I usually look up the menus ahead of time. So that's one tip that you can do. Look up the restaurant ahead of time. I'll tell you, where I was before this was at a birthday party, a kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
And so of the, you know, parents that I know who are just going gluten-free, they're like, oh my gosh, what do I do? And so what I say is, you know, talk to the host family ahead of time and find out what they're going to be serving. And I am of the opinion that I don't think it's the host family's obligation to provide food for my kids because we can't eat it. And what I try to tell my children is, you know what, we can bring our own food, or I'll take you to In-N-Out. Like, we do it. You know, you can get an In-N-Out burger, but protein style. Like, I'll take you out to something.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not their obligation to serve us food that we can eat. And so I try to teach that to my kids, and they're very open to it.
Right.
Especially because they know they're going to get In-N-Out burger or whatever it is after that, right? So they're like, sure, no problem. So it's sort of like finding out ahead of time. But, you know, the host family might have foods that are, you know, maybe they've got someone gluten-free in their family. And so I try to talk to the host family ahead of time.
Yeah.
The other challenge that we have, especially at birthday parties, is the birthday cake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, I've trained my kids, even my four-year-old, they know. They're like, can we eat it? And I'm like, no, it's got gluten. You know what? Mom will take you out for ice cream afterwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're fine as long as I've got alternatives. Or sometimes we'll even bring our own food or our own cupcakes or whatever it is.
And so even though it's becoming more common, it's still – and I can even say, like, as a part – if I was planning a party for us or if we were doing something, it's not necessarily in the psyche, yet to – or do we have gluten-free options?
Yeah.
It's not that common that people are –
right.
But maybe it's happening more?
It is happening more. And I think if it's, you know, the birthday party that we were at today, you know, it's a close friend of ours. And so she knows we're gluten-free. So she did accommodate for us.
That's nice.
But at the same time, I think as a gluten-free family, you know, be prepared and don't put the onus on the other family or the, you know, I think you need to be prepared and talk to your kids. And if anything, you know, because we are a bit more of a natural family, you know, for me, I actually like it because, you know, rather than sort of have the cake with the artificial junk in it, I'm like, we're sorry we can't have it, but we'll go home and we'll have like a coconut ice cream or something. So, you know, in our way,
I do.
So it sort of helps us to sort of like limit some of the junk that's sort of out there.
Yeah.
And so for me, I see it as a positive. And my kids are pretty well trained too. Like my 11-year-old will sort of like look at the box and go like, yeah, we can't have this today, and he'll put it down. But you were saying other challenges or other difficulties, certainly at school for kids. Mm-hmm. And so here's a great tip. So you'll often have birthday parties that come through. And so parents will bring cupcakes or other treats. So when at the beginning of the school year, what I do is I get a bunch of gluten-free snacks, you know, typically things that have a longer shelf life, and I'll bring it into school and I'll leave a bag with the teacher. And I say, you know, whenever there's a party or something going on and there's gluten being served, please give this to my kids instead.
Nice.
So I think, again, you as the gluten-free family can't just assume that somebody else is going to do it. You have to take the steps. Yeah.
Take the
and be proactive.
Well, I think that we've got a ton more tips and recipes to get to as well. Let's take a quick break here. Hopefully we have some entertaining segment from one of the listeners. If not, it could have been if you would have called in to the hotline.
So call in.
Let's go ahead and call in. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll be right back to talk about recipes, tips, and more.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Welcome back, everybody. Today on Parent Savers, we're talking about gluten-free parenting with Tracy Black. Welcome back, Tracy.
Thank you.
So before we dive into some recipes, we were talking a little bit before about like traditional versus holistic.
Yeah.
Can you kind of explain what you mean by that?
Yeah. So what I would say is if you are feeling like, okay, yes, my kid's having digestive issues, or like for me, you know, my kid was always getting the stomach flu, like what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, what I would say first line is to talk to your doctor, talk to the pediatrician and see if they can get a gluten test for your child. Typically, it's a blood test.
Okay.
And so, but, you know, depending on what comes back, if it comes back negative, it did for us. It came back negative. And so I had to seek out holistic options.
And this is with your oldest that you were
with my oldest. Yes. Okay. Yes. And at the same time, my husband was experiencing the same thing. So he was doing the same thing, like going to his, you know, doctor, his PCP.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we sought the holistic route. We went to a holistic, my husband was seeing a rheumatologist at the time, and he had a different type of lab test that is sort of more sensitive. And I talk about this on my blog over at don'tmesswithmama.com. So if you're wanting more answers on this, I have a whole article about how to get a gluten-free allergy test at home. But basically, it's a stool and saliva test, and you have to collect stool samples for 3 days. And that's not fun for the whole family. Because
no.
Who do you think is collecting the samples,
yes,
right? It's always
right.
up to mom.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I will say that. But you know what? When we got the results back, it was showing us some really interesting information. And for my husband, it showed up that he was borderline celiac. For my oldest, gluten did not come up for him. However, he did have some inflammation in his colon. And so what the rheumatologist and I were sort of working out a plan. He's like, you know, honestly, he probably would benefit from having a gluten-free diet, even though he's technically not celiac. So again, your intuition, you sort of know. And at the time, I remember thinking, is it dairy? Is it gluten? I just had this feeling it was some kind of an allergy, a food allergy.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, if you're try that, you know, going through your doctor and get the test that way, but know that there are options. If you feel like, you know what, my intuition's going off and I'm sort of not getting the answers that I need, you can look up a naturopathic doctor. You can go, some chiropractors will do it. We happened to had at the time a sort of a more holistic minded rheumatologist, and he offered the test.
Okay.
And again, I've got more information on my blog about how you can get the test at home.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. So if you're sensing this or thinking it might be something, definitely follow your intuition, even if that first test comes back.
Exactly. Always follow your intuition.
Yeah. Recipes. What are some of the things you guys like to eat? Let's talk about some specific things that you guys either make at home or whatever.
Yeah. You know what? I'll say that if you go to, you know, your local health food store, there are so many options, great options out there. And so, I mean, we'll get ready-made stuff sometimes. You know, we'll get like, you know, pizza or whatever it is. You know, and I do want to sort of put this out there because we're, like I said, we're more of like a holistic, natural-minded family. It's very easy to get gluten-free crap. You know, you're getting gluten-free food, but it's still crap. You know, there's still preservatives. There's still artificial colors in it. And I think you as a family, again, if the issue is digestive, putting more crap in your body is not going to solve that problem. So if the issue is, you know, you need to deal with having better food, then seek out better food. And so I do like to kind of put that out there.
Gluten-free means gluten-free. It doesn't mean anything else.
It doesn't mean healthy.
Right.
It does not. Yeah.
It doesn't, just because it's in a green box.
Right.
And
exactly.
I feel like a lot of people want to put gluten-free on stuff.
Yeah.
When it's like, yeah, of course there was no gluten in there. I mean, right. the marketing.
It's marketing.
Yeah. Totally.
That is good to keep in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, my sort of tip is like, if there's a commercial for it, I would avoid buying it. You know, it's sort of, you know, I go back to Whole Foods, go back to Whole Foods.
That's actually a pretty funny like way to live your like a good way to live. Like if there's enough money for them to be like fed in that commercial,
right. And so, you know, as far as like staples, so we'll go to the health food store, and as far as staples, and you can grow your own food too. I mean, it's great, but sort of like in place of gluten, what you can eat instead, like grain, you know, gluten free starches, potatoes. A lot of people don't know that potatoes are gluten free. I'm like, absolutely, that is gluten free. Rice. We eat a lot of rice in our family as well. There's also quinoa, but I will sort of say I love quinoa too. But if you have someone in the family who you suspect has an autoimmune issue, typically quinoa is not good for them. Like it can kind of set off. So you know what you can do. So I didn't talk about this earlier, but if you're not getting like a gluten test just yet and you're just sort of experimenting, you can do what's called an elimination diet. So eliminate foods. So maybe it's gluten, right? Eliminate gluten for, I don't know, 30 days. see how it is, see how your digestion is, or your child's digestion. Maybe you have to do it for 60 days, but sort of test and see, and you can, you know, see how that goes. And the same goes for the gluten-free grains too. So if you suspect that rice or quinoa or whatever it is might be triggering something, then eliminate it. And that's kind of the whole mindset of the elimination diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this. So I feel like I've heard people, and I feel like people have gotten mad. Like, I've heard these hipsters are going gluten free. They're not even gluten free, but I'm intrigued by the gluten free diet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessarily a bad.
It's not a bad thing. And like you said, Joner, like, you know, wheat or gluten can be really good for people, but it's the wheat that we're eating now is not the same wheat that we have eaten in just a generation or two ago. So I think just bringing more awareness to that. So it's, if you want to eat wheat, that's fine. Maybe try einkorn wheat. But at the same time, you need to sort of listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you say that you have a lot of people ask you questions and sort of like with your blog. So if a family is saying, you know what, I think we're ready to make the switch and try to go gluten-free, like what are some tips that you could give them like on how to get started?
What I tell them is like, look, you need to sort of do your research and look at what's in your pantry right now or what's in your refrigerator right now. Like I said earlier, gluten is kind of pervasive, you know, especially in soy sauce or sort of other, you know, sauces, marinades and things like that. Gluten will have many, many different names, kind of like sugar. Sugar, I just wrote an article about how sugar has 50 different names that you would never know.
Wow.
And so, you know, get to know what the names are of the different types of gluten. And once you become aware of that, you can print that out, take that to the grocery store, and then start, you know, seeking out, you know, okay, I can do this, I can do that.
What are some off the top of your head, you know?
So soy sauce, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
and you said like your 11-year-old will look at a package. Like, what's he looking for?
So like I said, so there's barley, there's rye. We're looking for other things too, like, you know, MSG and things like that. If something says yeast extract, that's MSG, which is not gluten, but that's a whole separate thing. But we're sort of looking for certain things. And so, but yeah, it's, I've got more information on my blog if you're looking for that list. But certainly it's getting prepared, knowing what you can get. But what I'll say is, you know, I'm part Asian, and so we love to eat. And I'm also from Hawaii, and there's like we used to eat a lot of soy sauce, but there are substitutes for it. You can get gluten-free tamari, which tastes just the same, or you can get something else called coconut aminos. It tastes exactly like soy sauce, but it's made from coconut sap. So people in the paleo community love coconut aminos. That's typically what they use.
Okay.
But you'd be really surprised what you can make, even whole food substitutes. You know, there are, you know, for instance, like pasta, right? Instead of pasta, there's rice pasta, there's quinoa pasta. Let's say you don't want to do grains at all. You could do, there's this really cool thing. It's called the spiralizer. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
No.
So you can take zucchini, spiralize it, and it creates like noodles. And so you can do the same thing with, you know, squash and things like that. So like my 8-year-old, for instance, I will make zucchini noodles and put marinara sauce on it, and he loves it. Like, he'll just clear the whole bowl. I can't make enough for him. So it's kind of a cool way for them to get their vegetables in. And so there's really great substitutes that are like that, or like spaghetti squash, for instance. If you bake it in the oven for 40 minutes and then you fork it, it is delicious with some butter and Parmesan. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And your kids will eat it.
My kids love it. Right?
You know, my 4-year-old would eat it. It's the 6 and the 8-year-old that I'd had trouble convincing them.
Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you something. If it's not in your pantry or your freezer or your fridge, they will get used to it. They will eat what's in your house. If you don't have that, you know, the junk food.
If they get hungry enough.
If they get hungry. I mean, I say that. If they get hungry enough, they'll eat it. Yeah.
That's Christina's mom's thing. Like, if I get you guys hungry enough, you'll eat whatever I make. But so like, let's say we do. Like, would you say that we need to just go through our whole pantry and empty it?
I would.
Start from scratch?
Yeah, or either that or put it off to the side if you're doing an elimination diet and you're not sure if gluten is the culprit. Take everything out, because I think it's easier. It's so, you know, you get in there and you're like, oh, forget it already. I'm just going to reach for this or reach for that.
Yeah.
But I think if you're trying to go through that elimination diet or do like a temporary removal of gluten, get those things out of the closet. Maybe just put it in the garage or the closet or whatever for now where you can't see it. Or if it's something that's in your fridge or your freezer, maybe give it to a neighbor or mother-in-law, whatever, and then go from there. Go from there, right? Because the mother-in-law is always giving you food, so you can give it back.
That's a good excuse.
But yeah, you know, if you have a gluten-free friend, maybe ask them to go grocery shopping with you. I've done that for a few of my friends too. But really, go to the health food store. I find that, you know, they're pretty good about sort of marketing things that are gluten-free and that are not gluten-free. And again, I prefer the health food store because I generally find that their ingredients are a little bit better than going to like a regular, you know, grocery store. But really, if you're sticking to whole foods, whole food, vegetables, fruits, or like I said, you know, squash, potatoes, those are all gluten-free.
Yeah. And I think even regular, quote unquote, stores are embracing this as well. And I think that there's sections now and
there are
like different places set up. So it's still not, it's better than it used to be.
Way better than it used to be. You know, 5, 10 years ago, people could only buy things online. Oh, that's the other thing I'll say is you can find a lot of great stores online where you can buy, you know, get it shipped direct to your house. You don't have to leave your house.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really just experiment. And as you sort of go through this, take this opportunity to just eat healthier, eat better. And we say eat healthy, and that's sort of like such a broad term. And so people think, okay, I can't, no sugar or don't use butter. And really, again, I just sort of like to focus on how did our grandparents eat? They were eating bacon and butter and they were eating whole foods, you know, like they were eating things that, you know, we've sort of shunned for a very long time because we were focused on sugar-free and low fat and all of those things. And what I like to say is this is a great opportunity to sort of embrace maybe sort of ancestral type cooking and go back to butter. That's so much flavor in that. Or, you know, I cook with lard. I tell people that. I'm like, I save my bacon grease and I cook with it and it's absolutely delicious. It gives food so much more flavor. So sometimes with, you know, foods that have gluten, they might have, like I said, MSG or other sort of flavor enhancers.
Yeah.
If you go back to basics, you'll get it and it's natural and it's good for your body.
Yeah, so that's a way to market gluten-free lifestyle. You get to cook with the, eat the bacon
and
cook,
bacon
and cook like, with bacon.
Exactly. I'm just like more bacon. That's I mean honestly with my kids, I'm like if I told them, "Do you want like waffles or bacon?" they will choose bacon any day of the week. And you know, bacon sort of gets a bad rap, but if you're getting pasture-raised bacon, if you're getting nitrate-free bacon, it can actually be good for you. So I might get pushback on that, but that's my personal opinion. I'd rather choose bacon than like a sugary bowl of cereal any day of the week.
Yeah. There is no better place to end that than this. So, bacon approved.
Bacon exactly. approved. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, thanks, Tracy. I've learned a ton.
Thank
here.
You.
And, I'm intrigued. I want to go make some. You know what I want to do is I want to get a spiralizer.
I know.
And the zucchini squash.
Yes.
Yeah. And then cook it in bacon grease.
It's delicious. I've done it. It's delicious.
Nice. All right. And thanks everybody for listening and for joining us today. For more information, and you can learn more about Tracy, visit our website at newmommymedia.com or parentsavers.com, and we'll link over to Tracy's site, which once again is
don'tmesswithmama.com.
Don'tmesswithmama.com. Great. We'll continue the conversation in a little bit with a bonus question for members of our Parent Savers Club. So for those of you who are on board with that, stick around for that.
Hi, Parent Savers. This is the Daddy Complex. I'm David Vienna, father of twin boys, and if my experience has taught me anything about parenting, it's that I know nothing about parenting. If you're expecting your first child, I'm sure someone has told you in passing that along with welcoming a new life into your house, you will also welcome a horde of germs. We were told when the boys start going to preschool, they pick up colds pretty frequently. It turned out the word frequently doesn't accurately convey exactly how often a child brings home an illness. And it's not just colds. Oh, sweet, merciful Christ, no. First, let me tell you this, and please understand it is not an exaggeration. Your child will have a runny nose pretty much from age 2 to 3. And I don't mean off and on. I mean a year-long runny nose, perhaps longer. The only variables are how much it runs and the color of the snot. Second, whatever bug they pick up, you will get. There's no avoiding it. They touch everything. They want to share your food. Your home will become a hazmat team's worst-case scenario. And the frequency thing I mentioned, the illnesses will come on average every month, sometimes more than that. I just got over my third cold or sore throat or whatever in 6 weeks. Now my wife has it, and it's knocked her out, which brings me to my third and final point. These illnesses are nothing like you've ever experienced. Somehow the colds and stomach bugs toddlers pick up hit adults exponentially greater. When your child gets a cold, they will maybe have a restless night and a cough. When you get it, it will be Captain Trips, an end-of-days style plague that will leave you whimpering for help through clogged sinuses and a ravaged throat. Of all the illnesses my boys have brought home, I only managed to avoid getting one, and that's because I locked myself in the bedroom with a week's supply of SpaghettiOs and the complete DVD collection of Spaced. Yes, you should wash your hands often. By the way, another thing they don't tell you is that you wash your hands so much, your skin will literally crack open and bleed. Not kidding. But by the time you see your child sneeze, it's already too late. Washing your hands at that point is just to teach them how to do it. You might also show them how to work the can opener so they can feed you SpaghettiOs when you're too weak to feed yourself. Check out more of my terrible advice at thedaddycomplex.com, The Huffington Post, or on Twitter at thedaddycomplex. You can also view episodes of Fighting with Babies, my puppet web series for parents, at thedaddycomplex.com/FWB. And be sure to keep listening to Parent Savers for more fatherly tips.
That wraps up our show today. Thanks so much for joining us again on Parent Savers. Don't forget to check out our sister shows Preggy Pals for expecting parents, The Boob Group for moms who breastfeed, Twin Talks for parents of multiples, and Newbies for those going through it for the first time. This is Parent Savers. Thanks for joining us. We're empowering new parents.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
How would you like to have your own show on the New Mommy Media Network? We're expanding our lineup and looking for great content. If you're a business or organization interested in learning more about our co-branded podcasts, visit our website at newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.